It's really interesting to me. The now former Portuguese Prime Minister, in the interview that he gave when he mentioned an interest in getting rid of the NHR tax scheme for those who are interested in moving to or back to Portugal and having the option of having this really amazing tax break, there has been a big uproar online. And I think both sides, both the pro and con, have been quite well represented. Although in the English-speaking realm, we mostly hear from one side rather than the other. From Portuguese people that I know, I've been hearing from them that they're actually not disappointed to see this go away, because there are many who do feel that it's very unfair to those who have been born and lived and worked their whole lives in the same nation. And now for every article that I see that says, oh, why Portugal is such a wonderful, amazing country that you have to move to, I'm also seeing another article talking about how many people are leaving, why people are leaving, and even the amount of people that I see on Facebook groups or even just in regular day-to-day conversation that are saying maybe that it's not quite the right place for them and they're going to head out. I would say I've seen an increase in those numbers, maybe small, but there's been a larger number that I've been noticing recently. But before we get too much deeper into this episode, a huge thank you to those of you who helped to make this project possible on a monthly basis through patreon.com/RafaelDiFuria, as well as the thanks button here on YouTube and RafaelDiFuria.com/support. Of course, I'm Rafael Di Furia. This is another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter, and roll that intro. Like so many episodes of Not Your Average Globetrotter, this is definitely going to be an unplanned, off-the-top-of-the-dome episode. And one thing that I have to say about this topic is that I really do find it absolutely fascinating that there are so many people that are already here that have decided since this news that they are going to be leaving. And I think there has been quite a bit of panic that this piece of news that there's going to be this getting rid of the NHR. Apparently, it's now going to be gone as of the last day of this year, from what I understand. So that is definitely a very big game changer when it comes to the level of interest and how many people may want to make their way to Portugal. Now I know there are many people who are looking at especially places like Greece. I can't say that that's an area where I'm as familiar with what their offer is and what they have available, but it is fascinating to me that there are so many people that are only looking for a place based solely on one factor. And for those of you who've been watching Not Your Average Globetrotter for a while will know my feelings on the motivations for moving abroad can't just solely be based on one thing. There are many people who do move just based on that factor alone. Of course, at the end of the day, you have to be able to get by. You have to be able to make sure that whatever money you have coming in is going to be able to be enough. And that's another problem that Portugal has been facing. What is enough? The cost of living, and especially apartments, as I've mentioned in so many episodes, has really dramatically increased in Portugal. And that, I would say, is a major problem. And that's not only a problem for people who have interest in moving to Portugal, but even more so the people from here, the people who are living here already, the people who have made an investment of their life into this country. That is what I would say is the most concerning factor. Do I agree fully with getting rid of NHR? No. But do I think that it's fair? Also, no. I think maybe it is worthwhile considering what are the various factors and what can be done to maybe make it attractive to people across the board equally. There are countries in the world that have made their systems kind of a flat rate scheme or the same for everybody and has made it attractive to many globally. Does Portugal have that possibility and that opportunity? I think so, but it just has to be seized. Is it something that would work in Portugal? I'm not an economist, so I can't say that for sure, but I personally do believe that Portugal has a lot of potential that is only just being realized. I think people really don't get how much is going on in Portugal and what is being done here. I personally see a lot of opportunity in this country, especially if the system were to see some changes, which I'm not confident that it will see, but I nonetheless see the potential that Portugal has, because even just on a social level, even just on a work level, even just the industry that already exists in this country, there's a lot happening here that can absolutely flourish. There's a lot that's already flourishing that people really just have no idea about. But of course, there's the flip side to that coin. And with more interest in Portugal, could that drive up the cost of living here more? Yeah, it could, because it could drive more international interest, and it could drive up wages, which could drive up the minimum this and that, 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 that. It's all these dominoes that just line up right in a row. So I'm definitely one of those people that would say, yes, you have to be very, very careful when it comes to growth and expansion and opening up. It has to be done in the right way, and there has to be a lot of planning. I mean, we're living in a new time that people just aren't used to how global things have become. And I'm not saying that this is a good thing or a bad thing, but it's important to take a look at what's going on and what is available and the reality of the world around us, that people are a lot more mobile than they used to be. Markets are interacting with each other that in ways that they've never before. So is there the possibility that this could go very right and that there could be some system put in place? Yes. So far, I haven't heard of it. And so far, I'm not sure if anything is being worked on. But would I say that Portugal is a place that people should be jumping ship from, or that they should abandon all of their thoughts when it comes to? I wouldn't say that. I would say, actually, for many people, Portugal can be a wonderful place. However, for a lot of people, it just is not the right fit. But even I would say that about really any country. For Spain, Portugal, Italy, Germany, Sweden, blah, 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 blah. All however many countries there are, 100, well, I'm not going to say a number because that gets into a political discussion. So we'll say between 195 and 203, I guess. Out of all of the countries around the world, there are going to be positives and negatives that people can find. For me personally, Portugal works out in a nice way that I happen to really like living here. But I can see a lot of people who've never lived abroad before and are not used to some of the bureaucracy that you can face living in Europe, getting very frustrated here and very frustrated with the pacing of things. And just from my point of view, it seems as though that a lot of the people who are quote unquote jumping ship are some of the people who maybe came to Portugal with not necessarily the most realistic ideas of what life here could actually be like. And many people did come only just to try it out on a temporary basis, and many of them maybe were just wanting to do a long-term trial. Again, something I really recommend, but once you're already buying a home, or once you're getting to that point where you are making investments, even in furniture, that's a pretty big deal. And to have all of these things, it's not easy to just like, okay, get rid of everything. I mean, yeah, you can throw things away, but like to dispose of them correctly or give them away or this or that or the other, it's a process and it's a big headache. And so just to say, oh, I'm going to move abroad for a year, and then you buy all the furniture, TV, blah, 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 is it really worth it? I would say definitely if you are only going to be moving for a temporary period of time, that having a furnished apartment would actually be the best option. And that is very common in this part of the world. And of course, you will find places that are more modern and maybe a little bit older. Sometimes you can find places with really old, beautiful furniture. And sometimes you can find very beautiful new places that have IKEA furniture that are like toothpicks and going to fall apart in 5 seconds. So even though I do often say that it is very important to be able to spend a fair amount of time in a place before you make the decision, sometimes you just simply have to jump and go straight into the deep end. It is, of course, important regardless, even if you are going to jump straight into the deep end, that you do understand what the potential ramifications of that choice can be. Again, using this idea of jumping into a pool, is the water hot? Is the water cold? Is it shallow? Is it deep? You want to know some of those things before you just jump head first, literally, into the pool. And so with moving abroad, the same applies. How deep, how wide, how far, how hot, how cold, what's available? What does it feel like? These are going to be very important details that make the biggest difference at the end of the day. That's why research is so important. That's why I talk about it so often. And of course, YouTube is one of those places that can be a great resource for being able to start that research. But of course, nothing will beat your own personal experience in a place. I can make 50 videos showing you around Braga and giving you the experience, the walkthrough of this town. But what your daily reality is going to be like is something that only you will ever truly know. It has been a while since I've made some videos out and about walking around, and I do plan on getting back to that. So don't worry. For those of you who did find this channel through some of those videos, I am planning on getting back out. I'm actually just waiting for some repairs on one road to be finished before I actually go out and record, because right now, part of the city is a huge mess because they're redoing this one major road here, the kind of like Avenida de Liberdade, the main central street of Braga. It is, oh, the traffic right now in Braga. I mean, even stuff like this, knowing about that there is road work going on and that a huge portion of the city is really not super accessible, or has, because of this one road closure, has created a lot of traffic throughout the city. That's important to know. And sometimes YouTube videos like this won't even be able to share that much because there's only so much context you can get from a 10-minute, 5-minute, 20-minute, or 30-minute video. But anyway, with that said, I think this is going to be where I round out this episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. I realize it's a bit of a shorter episode, but with everything going on, I did want to just quickly talk about it because I think there's a lot of unnecessary panic, but there's also a lot of concern, which is very legitimate. I mean, even with how much the taxes could be going up for potential expats moving to Portugal, it is significant and it is worth thinking about. Of course, if you need to know what those details are, you're going to have to speak with a tax professional because each individual situation is going to differ so greatly. It could be that for someone moving here and starting to work here, opening up a business could actually be the right choice rather than NHR. I know that was actually the case for me, that having a company here put me in a better position than trying to get on the NHR, even though with the company, I could also do NHR at the same time. But anyway, of course, I'm Rafael Di Furia. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter. And thank you even more so to those of you who helped to make this project possible on a monthly basis through patreon.com/Rafael Di Furia or through the one-time support through the thanks button here on YouTube or RafaelDiFuria.com/support. Stay safe and healthy out there, and I will see you all next time. Later.